Hello, I'm Pastor Joe Selesky from Lifeway Church in North Bangor, your Mars Hill pastor for the day. In the book of John, chapter 12, verse 20, it reads, "Now there were some Greeks amongst those who went up to worship at the festival. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. 'Sir,' they said, 'we would like to see Jesus.'" I wonder if they were nervous about their potential encounter with him. Did they have questions for him when they met him? Did they blurt out something embarrassing? If there had been cell phones in Jesus' day, would they have asked to take a selfie with him? Jesus was not a worldly celebrity. He was not a famous philosopher. He did not employ complex sentences or high religious or legalistic sounding ideas. He spoke mostly in parables and purposely, I'm sure, used the language and the symbols of the common listener. So why is it then that a couple of thousand years later, millions upon millions still hang on to his every word? Why is it that hundreds of thousands of brilliant men and women have studied every syllable that was ever recorded of his teachings, and whole libraries of books have been written concerning his impact on human history? It was not what he said, it was who he was. There was something about the very person of Jesus himself that has fascinated people of every generation over 20 centuries. And that's why those words, first spoken by some Greeks to the disciple Philip, are so important to men and women even today. "Sir, we would like to see Jesus." It should be the most sincere desire of our hearts as well. As we come to know him that much more, we should want to see Jesus that much more. Desire to see Jesus everywhere, no matter how distracted or emotionally crowded our life situation is. A secondhand report is not enough. We need to be in his presence. We want to assure ourselves that he is real, not only in a book, but in our hearts. We want to know he is relevant, that because he is resurrected, we will be as well. We want to know him as our Lord, a Savior, and friend. That's why we worship. We don't gather to learn the latest political philosophy or to celebrate some dead theology. The songs and the hymns, yes, they're nice, even motivating. The atmosphere in church is friendly and casual, with a grasp on reverence as well. The prayers are reassuring, but none of it counts for anything if we cannot see Jesus. We would like to see him because something could be missing in our lives. Maybe even some had high hopes, great dreams, a fresh sense of Christ's presence in their lives, but time has taken its toll. There's something missing in a lukewarm believer, and sometimes within any of us. And there is nothing we can do, nothing we can buy, no earthly substitute that can fill that sense of longing. We would like to see him because people without faith, and even some folks in the faith or close to it, some have not yet experienced the fullness of peace that Christ brings. We sometimes need something to give our lives not only meaning, but new vitality. And some folks are, or at times, feel empty, and some are life-tired. Maybe not in everything in our lives, but occasionally in some of the most important areas in our lives. There is an energy crisis in some of our lives, some of the time, and it has nothing to do with gasoline prices or electric cars or nuclear or hydrogen or financial or political power. It has to do with that inner emptiness. What they, we, me, or you may need sometimes is a new heart. Not a donated or man-made heart or a pacemaker, but that heart only seeing Jesus can give. No matter how much of a disaster our lives may seem to be, there is one who offers us more grace, peace, and love than we could ever exhaust in a million lifetimes. Sir, we would like to see Jesus. I'm Pastor Joe Selesky from Lifeway Church in North Bangor, privileged to be your pastor for the day.